Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a fabulous show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that want to, you're just so sick and tired of working so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. Those of you that want the freedom, the cash flow, and the prosperity today, so you can do what you love with those you love whenever you want to, whatever they feel like doing it. So welcome out. Appreciate you guys being Ripplers, because you're not just about your own freedom, but you're here because you know that you can create a ripple effect through others' lives. And I'm so appreciative that I can be a part of that journey as well, where my ripple effect really happens because of your ripple effect. So I love that we can grow and progress together. I love that you guys have been sharing this show and been such a fantastic group. And you know what? Today is no exception. We're here to create a lot of value for you. So on our show today, I've got a special guest, Corey Peterson. Now, Corey is actually an owner of Kahuna Investments. He strives to provide his investors with stable cash flow returns and long-term capital appreciation by buying multifamily apartments. Now, he's managed and acquired over $95 million in real estate across the country. He speaks around the country on, you know, different forums like Harvard and NASDAQ. He's also featured on Fox, CBS, ABC, and NBC affiliates. And he's also the best-selling author of Why the Rich Get Richer, The Secrets to Cash Flowing Apartments, which we're going to be focusing on today. And he's also the host of the show, The Multifamily Legacy Podcast, which actually I just was on myself. So make sure you guys go check that out, because I'll tell you, one of my most favorite interviews was that one right there. So you'll want to check out his podcast, The Multifamily Legacy Podcast. So Corey, hey, welcome to the show today.
Hey, thank you for having me, brother.
You bet, man. So tell us just your story. I mean, I've known you a little bit through Collective Genius, which is a real estate mastermind we're part of together. But tell us about how this journey led you to where you are today. Because I know you kind of reformed like I did. You went down the crappy Wall Street route and you repented. You became a new man, and now you're actually doing stuff that works. So
I used to be a financial advisor. I started off as a used car salesman. when I found out that all you have to do is pass a test to become a financial advisor, I'm like, dude, I'm in. So I made like a 73, so good enough to get the job. But I quickly learned that you have no control of your investors' money. That's so apparent when the crash happened. Every investment that I made went to the tank, and my heart left that job. And when my heart left the job, so did the sales, because it's a sales job.
Right.
And I got fired, and best thing that ever happened to me. And that got me onto my journey of going full time in real estate. And I started off as a wholesaler. Then I learned how to raise private money, and it's fact the same set of skills that I was kind of doing in the financial services industry, yet I parlayed that into actual real deals with real estate.
Yeah.
And so I was able to get my investors some nice return. And then we transitioned into apartments, multifamily syndications in 2011. And I that's all I do now is apartments, only these bigger deals. And we've had a real blast doing it. And it's created not only legacy wealth for me, but for a lot of my investors as well. So it's been a win-win.
And I know you've had a great reputation in that industry too, which I know I've heard from various sources,
Yeah. Well, that's important. Most of my clients are probably like the people that listen to your show. They're doctors, dentists, lawyers, busy professionals that really want, I feel like, an alternative to the stock market, right?
Right.
And that's who I've always focused on, is those types of people. And I think they like real estate for a couple of reasons, in my opinion. Is one is, first of all, let's talk about your biggest partner in life, and it's not your spouse. It's called Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And so You know, we do this wonderful thing now lately, which is because of the new tax laws, cost segregation studies.
Yeah.
And that's been a big game changer for a lot of my investors that invest with us because, you know, we give them actual ownership shares, and in that they get depreciation. And, you know, what does that mean? Well, you know, our last deal that we did, I think our investors got $42,000 worth of depreciation for every $100,000 they put in.
Wow.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah.
That moves the needle, like not a little, but a lot.
Right.
And I think those are, that's what the smart people that are trying to understand and really want to take control, these are the things they're doing.
Well, the cool thing with that is, I mean, just those numbers right there. I mean, that's a bigger write-off than the return. So any cash flow you made was essentially tax-free for that client, right?
Exactly. And if they have other investments, they can offset that money, you know, because not everybody can consider themselves a real estate professional. Most of my investors are not real estate professionals.
Right.
But, you know, they're professionals in their job, you know, what they're doing, doctors, dentists, lawyers, all that stuff. But a lot of them have other different investments out there and that are providing different income streams. And so not only can they offset the money that we give them, but other passive investments as well.
Right. Well, interest income and all kinds of stuff.
That becomes a bigger, you know, picture because it's, you know, a dollar that you can have today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow.
Amen to that. Absolutely.
That strategy is a big one. And then I think the other part of what I think a lot of investors want and miss that they don't get from the stock market is consistency, right? Can I get a consistent return? Can I know that it's backed by like a real, you know, the one thing about the market when it crashed is it's paper assets. And, you know, when you go to zero in like, or let's say 50% off in a stock market or a stock or bond or a mutual fund, the broker doesn't say, oh man, I'm sorry. I'm really working to try to like, it's just like, well, it's the market. Well, listen, I still have like, as an operator, when I'm running my properties, I still have a fiduciary responsibility to the PPL. Like it's regulated by the SEC. I have rules and things that I have to do, and there's still a real building. There's still some intrinsic value of these assets.
Right.
So I like that part. I think that's what my investors, they like it as well, because I feel like it gives them a little bit of, we all have been burnt in the stock market, me included, right? Like that's a real deal. And so I think people are just looking for those alternatives, man.
Absolutely. I mean, I hear it every day. I mean, obviously that's the thing I'm consulting people on is helping them connect with the right deals that are right for who they are. And
yeah, let me tell you what your investors need to look out for.
Yeah.
So, because I think this is where the real, like when you're looking at a potential syndicator's deal, you really want to take some time to really look at the financials and their assumptions. Their assumptions. See, most people can get the real data, the trailing data. That's somewhat, most investors, when they sell something, they're going to provide like the financials. Now, it's the job to verify that they're accurate. You're not going to know that as much. Mm-hmm. But what you're looking for from your audience perspective is what's their assumptions? How quickly do they think they're going to turn it around or make improvements? Mm-hmm. And this is where most people speak. They make too aggressive assumptions, meaning I'll tell you what's a conservative assumption is that you're going to grow gross rents 3% year over year. That's the same as inflation.
Right.
Okay. So if we made that assumption in our underwriting and, you know, that's conservative. Well, that's what you're looking for. You're also looking for expenses. If the previous expenses were 50%, you're not saying if you see the next year that they take it, it's going to be 40. Mm-hmm. Red flag. You don't cut expenses 10% in 1 year. That just doesn't happen. At least not from what I understand, what I've seen. You can gradually get close and tighter, but there's a certain point where you just can't squeeze it anymore.
Uh-huh.
And most people try to like squeeze the expenses too much. And I think you've got to be able to spend money to keep your asset nice. You can't make it in a freaked out scenario where like there's no money left over and you're using it for other things.
Right.
So those two things right there are what most people screw up, is their assumptions. They make far too aggressive. They think they're going to raise the rents $50, $100, and it just doesn't materialize.
Right.
Be wary.
Yeah, someone's going to bring up because, you know, I've noticed lately, especially with apartments, and, you know, I was just talking to somebody earlier today where they're saying, yeah, all my surgeon friends, they all want to do apartment deals, right? And there's always somebody, especially lately, it's gotten really hot where everybody seems to have this apartment deal and some apartment syndication in Phoenix or, you know, in Timbuktu or wherever, right? And that's the one thing that's coming up and I'm seeing as a danger is that now it seems like, especially those that haven't even made money beyond, you know, before the recession, right? They're all people that made money in the last 5 years. They did one good apartment deal. Now they feel like they're experts. And that's one thing I want to bring up with you too.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are not even experienced operators. Now, we'll call it, when you're experienced, call yourself an operator. I'm a multifamily operator. I operate properties for long-term profit, okay, and cash flow. We have a cash flow model. What I see is a lot of fix and flip rehabbers, wholesalers kind of getting into the game, and they are still thinking like a mentality of, we're going to come in here. They just don't want to flip the property. It's just, they're going to put a one-year time limit on it or two-year time limit.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they don't, they're not coming in there with the right operating perspective. And because it usually takes, things don't go as fast as they do in a single family turn.
Right.
It's a much slower process. You're dealing with leases. You're dealing with tenants. You're dealing with lots of people that this is their home. It's not, I mean, this is their home, 152 people that live in one spot in Bet, they call it their home.
Yeah.
It's a tremendous responsibility, and people that don't have systems, procedures, management, training, all those things, it could be an absolute train wreck.
Absolutely. And I've seen a lot of people get in lately that really have no business being in. They're just saying, hey, I've got lots of cash to deploy.
I can't wait.
Awesome. Let's do it.
I can't wait for the market to make a correction. So listen, I mean, honestly, my job right now is to find needles in the haystack.
Yeah.
Last year, we underwrote 732 deals and transacted on three.
Wow.
That's all I did was three deals last year. This year, I think we may only do – right now, we only have one, and it's already this – you know, we're in July.
Yeah.
We may get another one, but we may only do one deal this year. And I'm okay with it. My investor's okay with it. Because that's not the job, is to keep, oh, we got to do deals, deals, deals. You've got to do the right deal.
Exactly. It's not about volume. It's about finding the right stuff.
It's really not. Listen, I can only tell you, I've done this on once. Okay, am I perfect? No. I've screwed up one time on one deal, and where I had 2 years where I wasn't able to make an investor payment to my investors. And 2 years of sleepless nights, my friend. And I'll never forget. Those are hard monthly conversations to have with your investor pool. And because of that, I am way more conservative now than I was when I first started. And so, you know, listen, it still is a great asset class. You just got to find, if you're going to put your money with somebody, you really got to know that person well and their operating plan and their history and who they are. I mean, you've really got to do your due diligence.
For sure.
Right? Or, I mean, the great thing, I think even what you do is you kind of do this for a lot of your people that get into your money ripples process. And I think that's kind of, if you can have a segue to say, hey, here's some proven guys that I know.
Right.
And that's why I love Collective Genius.
Yeah.
You know, that mastermind group, is because a lot of them have already been vetted. They're pretty much top operators.
Yeah.
And you can take, now you still have to do your due diligence on that, but what a great resource that you offer your tribe is the ability to say, I've kind of done a little bit of due diligence on some of these guys and I kind of know what they're doing. And here's, this might be a good flavor for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's super valuable in what you offer, because it just, in this day and age, you have to do your due diligence.
Absolutely. No, you really do. Well, and that was going to be kind of leading my next question here, is because, you know, a lot of the people, of course, listen to this show right now, they're going to be, for the most part, they're going to be busy, right? They either have jobs, they have their own businesses or practices and things like that. What are the odds of success of somebody who's already busy trying to step into the apartment game alone, like trying to buy an apartment complex?
bad. The odds are not good. Okay. The odds are not good. Listen, I've spent my entire career. So I started my company in 2005, just like a lot of doctors and lawyers. I mean, they just didn't all of a sudden do surgery. They spent a lot of time and they're still doing continuing education, right? Yeah. Man, I have done that same amount of education and investing in myself and my business. Mm-hmm. And it would be like me saying, hey, Corey, I'm gonna go do surgery tomorrow. That's a bad idea.
Right.
It's a bad idea. And so it's the same way for guys that want to think they can just jump in and do these bigger deals. I'm telling you, beware. Or it'd be way better to say, let me partner with Corey. How do I partner with somebody? And honestly, that's how, when I go into a new thing I want to learn, I think it's a lot easier to try to partner with somebody than to go it alone.
What's your forecast for the apartment market right now? I mean, for the now and the next few years.
Listen, people are not going to stop renting. They're just not. There's more renters on the market now than probably ever in history. Baby boomers are moving out of their homes and they want to move into an apartment. Why? Because they do all the maintenance. Millennials, they don't even want to own. They just want to rent. They just want to have the flexibility to do and go whenever they want to.
Yep.
And so now what we try to do is we buy older buildings. We don't buy the new Taj Mahals. Okay? We buy what I call not Section 8 and not in the ghetto. We buy 70s and 80s buildings that we call workforce housing. These are people in any tenant-based class, you know, 70s and 80s buildings. We will find and attract the best tenants for that class, and they want nice, clean, disciplined properties.
Yeah.
And when they find that, they will stay. And see, that's the key to getting and making money in this business is when they stay for more than a year.
Right.
Because our biggest cost in the apartment business is when someone moves out.
Yep.
Then you have to skyrocket. You got to do work. You got to fix things. You got to clean things. You got to, you know, whiz bang it. And it's much better just to have them stay. And guess what? When they stay, we normally raise the rents.
Right.
We always raise the rents. Even if it's $10.
Yeah.
No one's going. And by the way, sometimes in the types of properties that have $10 to $15 is our 3% cost of living increase. That's the formula, man. And when you do it right, I've had people that have been in my apartment for 15 years, man. And they don't plan on now. We go and upgrade their units and do some special things for them, you know, on renewals, keep their units fresh, right? But we're not doing as much as we're doing on all the other ones when we have to make them rent ready. So, you know, having a 65% renewal rate is really the key in our business to a very successful business.
And the key thing you also said with this too is that you've looked at hundreds of deals and you're only pulling the trigger on a tiny few, which obviously it's saturated, but most of these deals are not good deals. As good as apartments are, these are mostly not good deals you see out there.
I'm telling you, we underwrite a lot of deals. And I see now, listen, I know there's other investors out there. They're like, oh, I got another deal. And we're just like going rubbing our heads. Like, how are they getting these deals? Cause we just don't see it. And listen, we get the same alerts. I mean, in any market that we're in, we subscribe to all the brokers.
Yeah.
So we're getting the deals too, and we're doing the work. And we just don't see how they pencil. But that's okay. Listen, that just tells me we're doing it right. Our job is to find needles in the haystack. And we don't think there's a whole bunch of them. And so, you know, coming when the market changes, we will be loaded for bear. We'll be ready and we'll have some more buying opportunities. But until then, we are just going to let our data tell us what we should buy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. And that's the way it should be. That's the way every operator should be, right? It's just looking for the absolute best cream of the crop deals that's going to give you that certain return, certain cash flow, and make sure you get your money back. Because I always say this to all my clients, right? It's way more important to get a return of your principal than just return on your principal, right?
Just give me my money back first, right? Yeah. Yes. And then yes. See, we'll talk about some interest. But
and then get interest too, right? It's like we yes. want both back, you know?
You want both for sure. But like, I see a lot of operators that will just, they'll pledge in their marketing packets. They just make it sound so rosy. Uh-huh. And then when it comes to the delivery, they don't quite hit the mark.
Yeah.
And so we just do it the other way around. We set the floor of what we think our building will do. Mm-hmm. And then when we hit the ceiling with it, raving fans.
Yeah.
Like under said, a promise, over deliver.
That's right. And like you said, like it's all about creating those cash flow plays and, like you said, getting some massive tax advantages with that cash flow too, which I know I've got clients that want that. Like they want to make income without having to report more income, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, so that's the other biggest thing. Like what we really do, like when I look at my investor base, I feel like the majority of the working professionals that we have, they're just looking for income streams.
Yes.
Because the soonest they replace their income, they have more choices.
Exactly.
Yep. They can get out of the mouth. Or, you know, we own that URL, getoutofthemouth.com. I'm not using it yet, but I want to do a marketing to a dentist and be like, get out of the mouth, right?
That's awesome. I love it.
I have some good friends that are dentists, and they both of them want to retire sooner than later. Uh-huh. And the sooner they can retire is when their income replaces their current income, their passive income.
Exactly. Well, this has been awesome, Corey. I really appreciate it. For those that obviously want to like understand more about the type of deals you have and that sort of thing, as well as education, I know you got some education too. Where would be the best place for them to go?
Yeah. So if they're looking about deals, it's Kahuna Investments. But, you know, if you're wanting to learn about the real estate business,
yeah.
KahunaWealthBuilders.com. And then, or check out my podcast, Multifamily Legacy Podcast. Find it on iTunes or any place where there's a podcast button. Put us in there. You'll find us. And we have like 80 something episodes, a lot of content, not a lot of fluff.
That's right. Yeah. It's already become one of my favorite shows, you know? So, awesome.
Rock and roll. Well, we did magic on it, brother.
We did. We had so much fun on that one.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate that. So yeah, definitely everybody check that out. KahunaWealthBuilders.com, as well as if you're interested on the investment side, KahunaInvestments.com, or check out the Multifamily Legacy Podcast for sure. We'll have that in the show notes. Everybody can click on the links for that. So, Corey, again, thank you so much for being on, man.
Hey, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day, brother.
You too. And everybody else joining us, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.